Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. This week, we'll talk with a couple from Colorado who are in the process of redesigning their lives to venture into the full-time RV and work camping lifestyle. Today's episode is sponsored by Work Camper News, a magazine and online publication that connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, Work Camper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. Sylvan and Adrian Watson are looking forward to the day they can uproot their lives and head out in the open road. Right now, Sylvan is working a job that she finds emotionally taxing at times, and Adrian is already retired. They've both done a lot of They have both done quite a bit of camping during their lives and just love being outdoors. The couple has owned an RV for 14 years and use it primarily on weekends and for short-term vacations. They recently upgraded to a 38-foot travel trailer as they started getting serious about full-time RVing, and they explain why they chose to stay with the travel trailer. The Watsons are planning to take a shakedown trip in September to visit Yellowstone National Park and take another trip to New York later this year. But as of now, they are planning to launch full-time in early 2020. Even though they've been RVing for quite some time, Sylvan and Adrian are opted to enroll in the new RV Dreamers Journey course to get answers to some lingering questions they had so they could feel more confident about living in an RV full-time. They explain how the course made them feel comfortable using their equipment and knowing what to do should something go wrong. The Watsons have already started assembling a wish list of places they would like to visit and types of jobs they would like to accept. That list includes the Florida Panhandle and Oregon Coast. Adrian is looking for a job he can engage people and share stories. He thinks working as a docent for a museum or a historical site would be a great job. Sylvan has worked with computers for most of her career, so she thinks a job helping to manage campground reservations would be a good fit for her. To tell us more about their plans and what they learned by attending the RV Dreamers Journey course, please welcome Sylvan and Adrian Watson to the show. But I should warn you that Snuggles, their excited pet cockatoo, can be heard in the background from time to time. Thanks for joining us today, Adrian and Sylvan. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. What made you decide to enroll in the Dreamers Journey course?
Right now, we are redesigning our lifestyle. Adrian retired a few years ago due to some physical and health challenges. And I am working all day long in a job that is kind of emotionally taxing. We're not really able to take all the opportunities to enjoy life the way we want to. So since we both like the RV lifestyle, we're ready to simplify life.
What attracted you to the RV lifestyle?
We have fit through both of our lives. We've done quite a bit of camping. I did quite a bit of traveling, RV-based traveling for a career that I had some years ago. And we just feel comfortable with it.
We just enjoy getting out and enjoying the outdoors, nature, that sort of thing.
Okay. That's good enough. It sounds like you've been a weekend warrior. How long have you owned an RV?
Together, we have owned an RV for
14 years.
14 years.
Okay.
But previous to that, we've owned RVs, separately.
Okay, that makes sense. And what type of RV do you have right now?
We have a travel trailer. A 38-foot travel trailer. Okay. And a F-250 pickup to pull it with.
Okay. Is that the RV that you're thinking of full-timing in? Or are you going to be looking for a new one?
In fact, it's brand new.
Okay.
Yeah, we did just upgrade in the last 3 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So you're getting serious about this now that you have taken the Dreamer's Journey course.
Absolutely.
When do you think you'll be launching?
Well, we've got a little bit of traveling we need to do. I want to go to Yellowstone in September, and then we need to make a trip back to the vicinity around Rochester, New York. So most likely springtime.
Okay, full time this spring. So what did you hope that the Dreamer's Journey would do for you when you first started that course?
Well, I actually signed up for it, and then I told Adrian I had signed up for it, and we were going to do it together. I really wanted to learn about the availability of supports and learn about the connections that can be made out there through full timing and work camping. And I felt like the Dreamer's Journey could help give me some confidence to go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm. It's a different lifestyle and a different mindset, isn't it, when you're looking at doing it full time as opposed to taking it for an extended weekend?
Yes, mm-hmm. Very different.
Yeah. And what was the training like? What did you think of the classes?
Well, I found them very fun and interesting. They're presented by people who have actually been there, and they're passionate about the lifestyle and about helping other people achieve their dreams.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. The people who have put it on have been very experienced, almost expert status. What do you think?
Well, one thing that I've enjoyed about it was the want ads that you have posted of the people and organizations that are posting looking for people. That's one thing that is hard to find elsewhere. So it gives us quite a variety of places we might well be interested in working at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoy those because of the variety of positions that are available. You can also submit a situation wanted ad if you are looking for a specific type of job in a specific part of the country. Have you ever considered that?
We have learned about that. We haven't really delved into it very much yet, but that is certainly a good opportunity to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there may be some areas not too far down into Florida, but northern part of Florida around Panama Beach and Destin for the wintertime. That would be, I think, would be a pleasant place.
You'd like to go hang out in the panhandle, it sounds like.
Right. The panhandle. I've been to Panama City before, and it was just a beautiful little town.
Are there any other places on your bucket list of things to see or places to go?
Well, we kind of like the Yellowstone area. That's one of the potentials, or possibly coastal Oregon, Washington.
Mm-hmm. Both of them are very good. And you said you were planning a trip to Yellowstone in September of this year?
Yes.
Okay, super. It's a great time to visit, especially after Labor Day when the bulk of the crowds disappear and you pretty much have the park to yourself.
That's what we're hoping for.
Maybe some fall color by that time too.
Yeah, that'd be really nice. Lots of mountains over in that area with trees that would change color. So that'd be a fun place to visit.
We've got our share of mountains around here, but there are some pretty spectacular mountains there also.
Where are you from?
We live in Durango, Colorado, down the southwestern part of Colorado, but it's quite often, little town north of us here, Silverton, is quite often referred to as the Swiss Alps of America. So,
well, that's neat. I just drove through that area, traveling from Denver all the way to my hometown, or my city here in Phoenix.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. What were some of your favorite sessions in Dreamer's Journey?
I liked the items that dealt more with the technical side of it, as far as, you know, tire pressures. We found out quite a bit of information there to be able to purchase a TPMS system. But I've become interested in weights and capacities and things that can go wrong with an RV, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the budgeting course or the budgeting webinar, and also the one on the resume builder that Work Camper News has on the website.
Okay.
Those are kind of nuts and bolts of the RV lifestyle that I'm envisioning. So
mm-hmm.
They were very informative.
Were there any sessions that really didn't apply to your goals?
Well, I really didn't care too much on the motivational seminars. Maybe I'm just, you know, have kind of an attitude that I don't want really to be sitting there listening that much to, maybe they're not insurance salesmen, but we have our own motivations that keep us going.
Okay.
I think we're fairly motivated already. But I understand that a lot of people don't necessarily have the confidence that we have right now. So that's really great for building confidence in yourself.
That is a great point that, you know, it depends upon where the individuals are coming from, because a lot of people have dreamed about it for a while, but they don't know if they can make it. They don't mm-hmm. have what it takes to go full time. So I think that's why they put some of those courses in there. But it sounds like you guys have been dreaming about this for a while and are perfectly motivated to get out there and launch this thing very quickly.
I think so, yes.
Did the course inspire you to take any next steps?
Yes, it actually inspired us to go ahead and upgrade our travel trailer. We had about a 20-year-old 30-foot Holiday Rambler when we started this course. So now we have a 2020 Grand Design 38-foot.
Mm-hmm. And why did you pick the travel trailer over a fifth wheel or motorhome?
With a motorhome, if you break down, you probably have to find a hotel room or someplace else to stay while it's being repaired. With a travel trailer or a fifth wheel, for that matter, if your engine breaks down, you've still got your house.
Mm-hmm.
And our situation right now with the pickup that we have, a fifth wheel would have been just a little bit too much mm-hmm. for us to go for. So we just kept the travel trailer idea for now.
Okay. It's still big enough.
And we're comfortable with, you know, we've been towing with our former trailer, and on the motorhome side of it, it's basically not only the expense of purchasing, but also the expense of actually traveling.
Right there, because you've got two engines really that you're taking care of on the road with a motorhome, the one that drives the motorhome, but also the one that powers the car that you're towing behind the motorhome.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Were there any other steps or actions that you took as a result of the course?
Not at this time right now. We are starting to look into whether we want to keep our sticks and bricks or not.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I think we need to, you know, get our feet wet a little bit and still have a base to come back to if we want to. But, you know, that'll have to look at what the future brings us in that respect as to whether we want to go ahead and sell the house.
Sure.
The biggest problem we have is we've got way too much stuff.
That's the beauty of full-time RVing, is it really gets you to downsize from a lot of the accumulated stuff that you've got to whatever fits in a 400 square foot RV.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
Do you have children in the Durango area?
No, we do not.
I have a daughter and son-in-law and grandkids and great-grandkids that live in the Indianapolis area.
Okay.
And that's some of the area that we want to be able to travel through, you know, either if we spend the summer in the north, you know, and we're traveling to the south, we would be able to stop by and see them, and then vice versa if we travel back in the springtime, we'd be able to stop by and see them.
Mm-hmm. Well, having an RV and visiting your children is a wonderful thing. I miss that. When I got my, I full-time for 3 years and got rid of it. And now when I go visit my kids, I have to stay with them. And that's problematic sometimes, you know, when to interrupt the family routine and to hear all the noise and all that kind of stuff with the kiddos. And it's just nice to be able to come in there and pamper them and then go back to your RV for a while.
There you go. Yeah.
Have you given any consideration as to the type of jobs that you would like to have?
Well, I'm not really physically capable of doing much more than maybe sitting on a stool. You know, might be able to handle something like reservations. But one thing that I was interested in is what kind of RV parks or closely around there could use a docent or a storyteller. I have a great gift to gab and have used that in the past, taking people out touring a sunken boat down on the Texas coast. So I do, it's natural. I inherited my father the gift to gab. So a docent would be interesting for my part.
Okay. Super. I know they have a lot of museums that hire work campers to do that very thing, is to talk to people about what was going on, especially the living history museums that hire work campers.
Yeah, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. And something seasonal. We've still got an idea that maybe we want to take off and go sightsee, be a sightseer every now and then. Mm-hmm. So something seasonal, but that will care for us while we're there, like a site included and a really good employer.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. So yeah, a lot of work campers do that, is they will work for one season and then go play for another, or work for 3 months and then go play for 3 months, that type of thing. So yeah, it's very, very doable in the work camping lifestyle. And so where do you see yourself a year from now?
Somewhere out there.
Somewhere out there.
Very, very possibly, you know, from what we've seen. And we most likely will not actually take off until most likely springtime. But, you know, the area in the Yellowstone area, there seem to be quite a few places there that actually are, you know, seem to be looking for people. So that would be a good maybe first place to get our feet wet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I just want to be free of the trepidation of not having a 9-to-5.
Yes, indeed. That's right. So you folks are actually planning to do some work camping, hopefully, when you go out to Yellowstone area this fall?
Not this fall, no.
Okay,
so we're strictly going for sightseeing, and Sylvan's been to Yellowstone before, but I've never been there, so I would just like to, you know, go up there and spend, you know, 2-3 days touring the park and seeing things that I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. And so is there any other information that you think you'd probably need before you're going to be ready to launch full-time next year?
I would like to know more about the reservation programs that the campgrounds use, not necessarily in depth, but just high level overviews of those so that I have an idea what they involve. I am fairly computer literate. I've worked in my 9-to-5, I've worked with computers for the last 12 years or so solidly, and computer databases and things. So I would just like to have a little more of an overview of those types of programs and maybe a few more ideas on how to supplement income in a less intense way than jumping and starting an LLC.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fair enough. What about you, Adrian? Is there any other information that you think you need before you're ready to do this full time?
Not a whole lot. Like I say, I'm very, very much interested in the technical end on how to maintain an RV. But again, I'm going to be a little bit limited on, you know, what I can do there.
Okay. So would you recommend the Dreamer's Journey course?
Yes, most definitely. It's a very positive course. It does give you some ideas of the large amount of supports that you would have out there if you're full-timing and work camping. It's definitely a good thing to check out and get into.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So I do have to ask, is Snuggles the cockatoo excited about hitting the road too?
He likely is. He was with me on the road some years ago in the career that I had when I was on the road in an RV. And he enjoyed all of the extra attention that he got from other people.
I can imagine. That's great. Well, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it. And I wish you the best of luck as you wrap up your sticks and bricks life, at least temporarily, and get ready to jump into the full-time RV lifestyle early next year.
Well, thank you so much, Greg. And thank you for the opportunity to discuss with you today.
All right. Again, thank you.
There is a big difference between using an RV for weekend camping trips and living and working from it on a full-time basis. Even though they had been RVing for 14 years, Sylvan and Adrian Watson knew there was still a lot to learn in order to enjoy the full-time RV lifestyle the right way. Since they had some time before Sylvan retired, they opted to enroll in the new RV Dreamer's Journey class offered by Work Camper News. While attending that course, the couple decided to upgrade from their 20-year-old 30-foot travel trailer to a brand new 35-foot travel trailer. They liked the convenience of towing a trailer rather than a fifth wheel and didn't want to worry about maintaining a motorhome engine and drivetrain. After attending the class, the Watsons also opted to get a tire pressure monitoring system for the trailer as well as the truck they'll be using to tow the RV. Now they'll be able to see problems before they happen, such as a tire overheating or slowly deflating. The couple also found the budgeting course helpful in ensuring they would have enough resources necessary to support themselves on the road. They're also ready to begin actively looking for jobs now that they know how to use the Work Camper Resume Builder tool. I wish Sylvan and Adrian Watson the best of luck as they prepare to launch this new travel adventure along with Snuggles, their pet cockatoo. If you are contemplating the full-time RVing or work camping lifestyle but aren't sure you can do it or even if it's right for you, then perhaps you would benefit from enrolling in the new RV Dreamer's Journey course produced by Work Camper News. It's a comprehensive guide that will get you started in the RV lifestyle the right way. For a monthly subscription fee, people can participate in two online webinars every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, and how to find a job or start a mobile business. All online events will be recorded for watching anytime. Subscribers can also join an open question and answer session each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. We'll be back again next week with another episode of The Work Camper Show. Thanks for listening.